putting South Bend on the opera stage on this moment of Indiana history. The first completely African-American opera debuted in South Bend, Indiana. Wonga emerged from a collaboration between composer Clarence Cameron White and librettist John Frederick Mathis. Set in Haiti in 1804 during the reign of Emperor Dessalines, Wonga was completed in 1932. An interest in Haiti was shared by many blacks of the Harlem Renaissance generation, seeking to preserve the culture of the African diaspora. Performed in concert version in Chicago and New York, Wonga was first fully staged at South Bend's Central High School Auditorium in 1949. The opera was produced by the city's Henry Thacker Burleigh Music Association. Founded in 1933 by Josephine Curtis, the Burleigh was unique in providing blacks professional opportunities in the world of opera. William Grant Still's 1939 opera Troubled Island, for example, was produced by the New York City Opera only after a 10-year delay. Haiti's ambassador to the United States attended Wonga's opening, produced with support from the University of Notre Dame and the Indiana Cab Company, and pronounced a resounding success by the South Bend Tribune. After the Burleigh's last concert in 1960, the curtain fell on a pioneering opera company that had earned South Bend a place in the annals of both opera and African-American cultural history. Topic selection and research for this essay was provided by the Indiana Magazine of History. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations.